Hi, this is Zach Church, news writer at searchcio.midmarket.com. I'd like to tell you something about cultural anthropology courses at Harvard University's Graduate School, but I can't. That's because staff at Harvard's Graduate School of Arts and Sciences haven't seen fit to fire up their website server again, what with it being the target of a rather embarrassing hack earlier this month. In a move that likely lacked true technical brilliance, someone waltzed right in and basically stole the Graduate School's website. A few days later, a 125-megabyte file titled harvardshack.zip made its way onto a torrent site. The compressed file apparently contains the entire directory structure from the website, as well as database files from the site, including a database of contacts and something labeled Some Other Minor Thing by whoever uploaded the torrent. And there's another file labeled password.txt, which isn't as nefarious as it sounds. The file isn't going to help users unlock admissions and billing records or catch a preview of a work-in-progress thesis. But it does contain this one tough talk line. Thomas Gatton, stupid people, you don't use a secure password. The text file also contains usernames and passwords for Gatton, a systems administrator, and another staffer. The complete compressed file also includes a file that reads in part, maybe you don't like it, but this is to demonstrate that persons like T. Gatton, they don't know how to secure a website. Now imagine you're Thomas Gatton, and you get the call that this site has been hacked. And then you get the word that the hacker is actually blaming you, by name, for making it so easy for him. Think about that moment. Now far be it from me to say if Gatton knows his security. Maybe he didn't have the resources. Maybe he thought it was secure enough. Not everyone needs to be wrapped up like the Department of Defense, although they get hacked too. Maybe securing the graduate school site wasn't even Gatton's job. Maybe this isn't his fault. There's not much justification for the spiteful manner of calling Gatton out by name. The whole, I'm just showing you how weak your security has been, is hardly a public service. Whoever saw fit to go after Harvard students here clearly hasn't gotten over not making the National Honor Society in high school. I know this taunting on my own part somewhat misses the point. I can empathize with and understand the anger embedded in the attack, as well as the joy and mischievous and anonymous fame the hacker must be feeling. And being the poster child for a snooty, privileged Ivy League education certainly makes Harvard a tasty target. Others might claim moral victories for messing with Walmart, the New York Times, or the Philip Morris Company. But calling someone out by name while rendering yourself anonymous? That's just cheap. The running theory from Harvard client technology advisor Noah Selsby, as he told the student paper The Harvard Crimson, is that the hacker took advantage of a, and this is a quote, computer that had been hijacked in order to attack our server from his own computer. That covered the hacker's identity and allows, as Selby said, no way to get a definitive IP address. He also blamed weak passwords as the cause of the break-in and somewhat bizarrely deemed tough password combos as, quote, something that human beings as a race should pursue. Gatton didn't return a call to talk about what happened, and I don't blame him. Selsby shuffled me off to Harvard Public Affairs, saying he only speaks with internal media, though I seriously doubt the Crimson staff considers itself in league with the university. Then again, the Daily Paper does print that little two-digit graduation year after Selsby's name, which probably doesn't help with the whole image of entitlement thing that made stealing Harvard such a catch in the first place.